That a lot of talk has been around in town about the possible involvement of the ASIN Central Member of Parliament, Kennedy Ejiofor. Indeed, the police have said they have interrogated him, and there have been several persons calling for him to be arrested and trialed. Today, he took to the BBC and spoke to Focus on Africa's Thomas Nadi, that's the Accra correspondent, and said he was innocent. Listen to him.
I never offered a reward for him to be beaten or killed. When I said I have pictures of Anas and Ahmed, and Ghanaians were doubting me, I gave them time that I was going to show the video. There are a lot of videos that I have on Anas through my investigation. So when I went to my office and showed the pictures to them, then they said, "Oh, Honorable, don't you know this guy? Even 2012, he was here and you paid his school fees." So, well, I don't know him. Then they said, "He has been coming to the premises all the time." I said, "No, don't allow the guy to come to this premises again. When you see him here, beat him up because he's a bad boy." I said that. Did I say that I give a reward for anybody to go and beat him or kill him?
You never said that?
Yeah.
You said if they see him,
beat him up.
Anywhere.
My premises.
It's on record.
Yeah.
And you also said that you'll be responsible for it.
Yeah, my premises.
You said you'll be responsible for it.
Yes, if he comes to my premises, anywhere my premises, beat him up, I'll be responsible for it. Because that time, I had started exposing them. So if we allow this guy to come, and knowing what I know, he will come and set me up. And I won't let them set me up. So I said that.
Why did you decide to publish his images, knowing very well he was an investigative journalist?
Please, you know, I want to cool down. Have you also asked that why did Anas put those judges' pictures on TV, nationwide, international? Have you asked why Anas put Kwesi Nyantakyi's pictures there?
So what was the motive behind circulating Ahmed's pictures?
Yeah, the motive was to warn Ghanaians of that guy when they come to their premises, because that is what they do.
You are a member of parliament and you believe in the rule of law.
Yeah.
So why didn't you report them to the police?
Report who to the police?
You said you had evidence against Anas and Ahmed.
Yes.
That they were defrauding people.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes.
And then do all sort of bad things.
Yes.
Which is against the law.
Yes.
So why didn't you report them to the police?
I don't trust the police.
You don't trust the police in this country?
Read my lips.
You don't trust the police?
I don't trust the police.
In Ghana?
Yes. Read my lips. Read my lips.
Do you trust the police to find the killers of Ahmed Hussein?
I am doing better investigations than even the police.
So you don't trust them to do a good job?
No, I don't. I have a lot of evidence, but I don't share with anybody. I will serialize it for Ghanaians to see who Anas is. And I'm not afraid to die.
You
bear moral responsibility? No. I am rather saving Ghanaians from criminals. And I have no regret.
What happened to Ahmed Hussein?
What has happened to him? Yes. By showing his pictures, no regret. Because they disgrace reputable judges, custom officers, GFA. He has destroyed Africa, destroyed Ghana, destroyed Ghanaians, and goes scot-free.
Did you contribute in any way to the death of Ahmed Hussein?
That's rubbish. You ask intelligent question. How can you ask me, did I contribute in any way? Who is he? I don't know the guy. He has never offended me. How would I go and say that, go and kill Ahmed? He has never offended me. All I did was that I exposed them for Ghanaians to know the other side of Anas.
And that endangered his life.
How did it endanger his life?
You put his picture out there.
Yeah, so Kwesi Nyantakyi's life has not been endangered. You are asking questions as if Anas and his group are superior human beings, that nobody should see them.
What message do you have for Ahmed Hussein Swale's family?
I sympathize with them, and it's unfortunate. But they shouldn't look at one person. The nature of his work exposed him to a lot of things.
And you contributed to that?
I did not.
Don't you think it was a bit irresponsible to just expose the pictures of the undercover journalist?
I take exception to your word irresponsible, but I forgive you for that. It's not irresponsible because you want people to know who this guy is. I did not show his pictures for anybody to go and kill him, but for people to be forewarned that these are bad. When they come to your premises, they're going to put gadgets there. I will never regret for showing the pictures.
Going ballistic internationally, Kennedy Japon, a senior central member of parliament, speaking to Thomas Nadi of BBC, and that was on Focus on Africa.